This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Mark Harry, who's the Vice President of Business Development at MessagePro. Mark, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, we appreciate you having us. Thank you.
So first of all, what is MessagePro?
MessagePro is a little bit of an evolution for our company. So in the beginning stages, we were actually another name called Proximity Communications, and we largely focused on voice over IP type applications, small, medium businesses. But as things started to evolve, not only here, but in the marketplace, we decided to focus strictly on messaging for the most part. We think that that's definitely where conversations are today and where they're headed. And we have a great cloud-based system that allows businesses of any size to communicate with their customers, their vendors, their partners, and it just really streamlines communications over where voice used to be. So we have a really good fundamental understanding of IP communications, but we're going to focus very much so in the messaging world, both for small, medium business offices, for secure applications, and even on in those situations where you need to have recurring type of messaging going out on a time basis.
Could you give me an overview of your core product group?
Yeah, so MessagePro is sort of an umbrella term we use, but we have various products that fall underneath the umbrella. MessagePro Office is where we text enable a business's existing phone number. We're talking landline numbers, voice over IP phone numbers, and we can also do brand new phone number. We can issue brand new phone numbers for clients if they want to do special marketing campaigns or want to track something independently of just their normal business operational phone numbers. We also can do 800 numbers. MessagePro Office, what it will do is provide you a web-based interface. We also have an Apple and an Android application that can complement it, but allows that business owner to communicate to an address book of however they want to fill it up. We also have some cool key features that can provide auto replies based off keywords and time of day and some canned comment capabilities. So if you're answering the same questions over and over again, you can really help the customer service department. Another faction of this is secure. So we do have a lot of medical clients. The medical vertical is something we've focused on over the years, and through some different partnerships, we've put on a pretty good-sized customer base. And they've asked for some secure applications. So MessagePro Secure is, again, Android or Apple application-based, can be app-to-app communications that are fully secure and fully HIPAA-compliant. If you're familiar with the company Slack out there, we have a lot of Slack-like features built in as well, where you can create channels and separate conversations that you can either publish publicly or keep privately. MessagePro Appointments currently is where our largest customer base is, and we went and created integrations with various medical practice management software platforms to automate appointment reminders. Maybe your eyeglass prescription is ready to be picked up. Anything and everything you can imagine underneath the medical umbrella, we can do with our automated appointment reminder platform. So that's MessagePro Appointments. Fax, even though, a lot of people think fax is an antiquated technology, we still have a lot of clients using fax. So we've included fax into the same interface here. The idea is that you'll be able to manage all these different communication capabilities in one interface. Medical is a big application for fax. Insurance companies, we still have a lot of those with clients, so fax is still part of our solution set. Campus is something we have recently done through a project with a large Catholic diocese, and we are creating full emergency alert capabilities for any kind of campus environment. So with today's day and age, with the issues going on out there with our schools, I'll get into it a little bit later, but we can put together a nice multi-level emergency alert system that helps people stay in the loop within the campus as to what's going on. And then lastly, Go Solo. We acquired a company a few years ago called Go Solo. We have layered that in. And then that's going to be the last iteration of this platform to where we can actually bring voice into the equation. So each seat down the road will have voice capabilities, messaging capabilities, fax capabilities that can all be managed in the cloud across multiple locations.
So let's drill down a little bit deeper. Could you tell me a little bit more about MessagePro Office functionality?
Absolutely. So today there's 29 million businesses in the U.S. That's not including government, nonprofits, any other type of opportunity like that. Most of them still have a traditional landline phone number. Most of them have numerous landline phone numbers, which could be assigned to anything from a main point of contact to a sales department. Maybe it's a customer service number. Maybe it's a service ticket number. We text enable those DIDs or those 800 numbers to have conversational text messaging conversations with an array of folks. It could be, you know, a lot of times it's the business is dealing directly with consumers. So in this case, consumers are not answering phone calls. They don't like to have a voicemail left anymore. They definitely don't look at email a whole lot, but they do respond to text. And if you look at some of the statistics out there, it's pretty staggering as to how responsive text messaging is. So we've built this interface that is, you're largely going to manage it through a web browser. We do have the Apple application and the Android application built to where you can kind of use it as a supplement. The same login can be used across all platforms. And then you can juggle various phone numbers within your organization. So if you're going to text enable up to four or five, we can give you one interface to manage all of them and have an administrator look as to the activities going on. If you think about from an 800 number standpoint, personal injury law firms that are out there putting billboards up everywhere, a great way to kind of drive inbound traffic, maybe get a different channel going to measure versus some of the other initiatives you have going on. You can utilize this platform to market. You can use it as an HR function. A lot of times communicating internally amongst employees is an application we see used quite a bit with Message Pro. And then we also have some great logging and reporting capabilities. So one unique feature within Message Pro is that we do not delete anything. It stays there. We say forever at this point. At some point, we may have to make a decision on a time frame. But at that point, you can go back and do any type of keyword lookups by name, certain words used within the text messages being sent and received. And then you can, through the archive, pull reports, keep a close eye on how people are utilizing the messaging and stay compliant. In our opinion, very, very reasonable and inexpensive. We tend to be on the cheaper side of things. When you look at other players in this space, you can be as cheap as $9 a month with our product. Or if you're a heavy, heavy user, you know, tens of thousands of messages per month, you can still keep the bill reasonable. But at the same time, we're trying to attract some attractive partnerships out there. So we've built enough profit into the product where we can do a nice, healthy revenue share with any partnership we might forge out there. And if you think about it, every single person that you come into contact with, it's funny, I go down a main drag here in Tampa, Florida, 90% of every business I pass would be a prime candidate for this product. You know, whether it's a florist shop on the low end or insurance companies is another big existing client base of ours. We do tons of HVAC type corporations, any kind of your contractor type of businesses, just being able to stay in touch with everybody and keep your timelines on track.
So it sounds like one of the things about Message Pro that's true is it's a valid product for even a relatively small company or a small site, and yet it's also good for really large enterprises.
No question about it. You can be your small one-man, small, medium business type of setup. We have some enterprise clients where you have hundreds of DIDs within one location, but not only one location, but multi-locations across the country. You could actually set up Message Pro to operate as if they're under the same roof. It's easy to scale, easy to add locations, add personnel. So it really does appeal to any business of any size.
Now, are you seeing with your users, you know, when you talk to them and you see how they're utilizing it, are there any features that really stand out that they're really enjoying?
There's three that I think really stick out. So the first is when you import a list into the Message Pro platform, it's a typical CSV import like you see on most software platforms. But what we're able to do is we actually go through that list and determine which numbers you've loaded into the system are text capable. So if you have a bad list, for example, we tell you that. And there's a section within Message Pro that you can go in and start to clean up the data within your various lists to make sure that when you're sending these messages out, you're actually going to devices that are capable of receiving text messages. So I think that's a good feature that we add. The second one is our auto reply capabilities. There's two flavors of that. The first one is time of day oriented. Think of a doctor's office that may close from 12 to 1 in the middle of the day. You can set features within Message Pro Office to auto reply back to anyone that texts within those hours saying, hey, we're busy, we're back at 1, we'll get right back to you. You can set up as many of these as you wish, and you can have as many type of auto replies as you want. The second flavor of auto replies is keyword based. A great example I always use there is real estate. So if a realtor decides they want to have a listing out there, and then they can actually say text property one to this particular phone number, and we can provide back to them maybe a link to the MLS listing. We support all types of different file attachments. So if you wanted to do some sort of a link to a PDF or a video, these are all possibilities. We also support MMS here too, so it could be as simple as sending a picture back. Again, you can set up as many of these auto replies as you want, and you can actually kind of tier them a little bit too if you wanted to get creative and create more of an auto response based off those keywords during a conversation. Third, canned comments. So if you're looking at it from a customer care perspective, you may be a help desk of some sort. You're getting the same questions coming in over and over again, asking you the same questions. You can create a library of canned comments to really speed up that process to where you could just click, press send, and you don't have to type the entire reply out. And again, you can build as many of those into the library as you like. So those are the three I think we see most of our clients utilizing the most.
Let's turn for a moment to the channel and your relationship to the channel community. I understand you've had some news and expansions in your channel program.
Really excited about where we're going with our partnerships. We have two different partnerships we've put together at the beginning of this year. Recently have launched Intellisys, one of the largest master agent groups in the country. We're very pleased to be a part of that ecosystem. Currently learning more about it, trying to get engaged, trying to figure out how to kind of get out in the forefront. And then there's another group out of Atlanta, Georgia called Convey. And they do a great job of handling back office marketing and PR type of work for the majority of these different master agent groups or MSPs around the country. And through those two relationships, we just feel like it's going to put us in the best position possible with any kind of third-party distribution channel that we build.
Now, with these developments in the channel and also in your product, are you seeing a change in demand for your products?
Luckily for us, a lot of the demand is being driven from the client side down. So when we first introduced Message Pro to, let's say, the Intellisys community, the first thing we started to hear is, hey, we need this. We're having our clients ask about this, and we don't have a way to provide it to them in the fashion they're looking for. So that was really encouraging. But then the other thing that we have been excited about is how quickly we've sort of become more of a strategic initiative for some of these partners instead of being just a catalog entry amongst many other type of products and providers that they represent. And we're starting to see an order flow come through a little quicker than we had anticipated. So it's all been very positive and very quick. So couldn't be happier about that.
Well, Mark, thank you for joining me today and giving us a broad overview of Message Pro and the different programs that you guys have, the programs you guys have in front of the channel, and also, of course, your products. Where can we learn more?
I encourage everyone to go to our website, messagepro.com. On that site, you'll see all the different products we discuss, all of our pricings out there. We have all types of use cases by industry you can research. We have a specific page for our partners, messagepro.com/partners. We've put out there some information about what we consider a partnership and what the arrangement might entail. Obviously, there's various forms on there that you can fill out to get more information. We encourage you to do that. And then lastly, if you go to the main page at the very top, you'll always see a free trial offer. So whether as a partner you want to see this product in action or you want to suggest to a client to kind of kick the tires, we always offer a free 30-day trial, no obligations. We don't even collect a credit card. They get 250 messages to try for the first month before they decide to buy anything. So I would encourage everyone to take advantage of all those different avenues.
Well, Mark, thank you very much again for joining me, and we look forward to doing our next podcast with you guys soon.
Thank you. We really do appreciate it.